And one voice that's barely been raised in the fight between Israel and Gaza is Mahmoud Abbas. He is the president of the Palestinian Authority. The West Bank is run by Abbas's more moderate group, Fatah. Gaza is run by the more radical Hamas.
Now, last night, Abbas said he welcomes the Egyptian proposal for a ceasefire. But as we've just heard, it's not clear what Hamas will do, even though the two groups formed a unity government last month.
That unity government contributed to Israel cutting off peace talks with the Palestinians. And the events of the last few weeks have left Mahmoud Abbas in an almost untenable position. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
At a store in downtown Ramallah in the West Bank, music blares out of a shabby set of speakers. This is a song of defiance. The lyrics say, in one hand we hold the olive branch, in the other our resistance. Those two hands represent two different schools of thought among Palestinians. Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas runs a fragile government that includes both camps. At this point, almost no one is happy with him. First, we'll hear from the olive branch crowd. Emad Daya is a consultant from Gaza who travels to the West Bank every week. He has pretty much given up on Abbas.
I think he spent a lot of efforts to give the peace a chance, but it seems he's not being supported by international community and by Israelis and even by Hamas people.
That's pretty much everyone.
He is handcuffed, absolutely. He cannot do anything.
So that's the dissatisfied voice of the olive branch camp. Now to the resistance camp.
Musa!
Musa Fallah spent 7 years in an Israeli prison for plotting to kill an Israeli settler. He was released in a prisoner exchange a few years ago. Now Fallah is treated as a hero in the Amari refugee camp where he lives. We meet him in the apartment with his mother.
First and foremost, Mahmoud Abbas has to stop security coordination with Israel. Second, he must stop all communication with Israel. Third and most important, blood is their language. So our language should be blood as well.
Blood is not the language of Mahmoud Abbas. He has accused Israel of committing genocide against Palestinians, and he has criticized Hamas for firing rockets on Israel. Jewish groups condemned him for the first comment. Hamas leaders condemned him for the second one.
Whatever Mr. Abbas does, he will look helpless to his people. He doesn't have tanks, he doesn't have aeroplanes, he doesn't have rockets, and he does not believe in violence.
This is one of Abbas's senior advisors, Nabil Shath. He suspects that Israel is trying to weaken the unity government they've opposed from the beginning.
This is a declared Israeli objective. And of course, in a situation like this, it hampers unity and makes it very difficult.
Radi Jarawa is a professor at Al-Quds University. He says it's hard to see how the Palestinian leader emerges from this.
I think he tried to do something, but he did not succeed.
Supporters of Abbas would say he is not done trying. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Jerusalem.